first segment, you're just going to do a couple of little movements, okay? And then the second one, you're going to do a couple of little movements again.
Shapira Goodstar is an instructor at the Barefoot Dance Studio. She says this year's Team Camp Summer Group Project was named by the girls involved.
It is called the First Ladies Performing Arts Walking Tour. They found First Ladies throughout history that inspired them. Right now, what they're doing is they're getting some information and getting some facts on these ladies. And as they're doing that, they're kind of finding things about her that inspire movement, that will inspire them to dance.
As I visit the studio, 10 girls are rehearsing in small groups to present a dance interpretation of what they've discovered about their first ladies.
For instance, one of them was a Broadway performer. So a couple of the girls are like, let's do Broadway.
Those girls would be 12-year-old Hannah and 11-year-old Grace.
We're doing like a Broadway type dance because she was a Broadway dancer at a kind of young age.
Okay.
She lived in Oklahoma. New York.
No, she was New York. In New York.
And she moved to Los Angeles at a young age.
Finding out just who that person was is what the First Ladies Performing Arts Walking Tour is all about. At least one musical First Lady honoree is scheduled along with the dancers. The Barefoot Dance Studio performers have chosen 5 of Rapid City's 42 presidential statues for the spots where they'll put their movements into motion. They include Abraham Lincoln, Gerald Ford, John F. Kennedy, James Buchanan, and Ronald Reagan. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.